David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I'd like to thank Resync for sponsoring this podcast today. Resync has a great line of products, and one of them is Resync Collagen. Resync Collagen supports the circulation and strengthens every layer of the body. It contains ingredients like vitamin C and mineral copper to build collagen. Without these ingredients, soft tissues don't benefit from the collagen, and it also reduces muscle soreness and supports joint mobility and comfort. And they also have a great product called Resync Recovery. It supports the blood flow and circulation, and it has the number one nitric oxide booster taken by professional athletes. It helps to address inflammation and positive impacts on the inflammatory markers, and it helps you recover energy. Thank you so much, Resync, and you can find their products on resyncproducts.com.
Today we're speaking with Stacey Chalemi, best-selling author, keynote speaker, health and lifestyle, and epilepsy coach, and a holistic expert. So we are so excited to have you, Stacey.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you. What are you going to be talking about?
So I would like to talk about releasing the power within you. And This year I wrote a book called Empower Yourself.
Excellent.
Don't let your conditions empower you. And that goes for anything, like stress, anxiety, diabetes, whatever the case may be, or just obstacles you're going through in life. Because so many people let their obstacles overcome them.
True.
And you know, we go through life, everybody has something.
Right.
Everybody
Absolutely.
Has something.
Or a host of things.
A host of things. Yes. Yeah, I call it the blend, the little cocktail, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes those things can overwhelm us. And when they overwhelm us, people tend to fall into either depression or they repress their emotions, they become numb, and everyone has so many good things about them. And you know, they just don't know how to exuberate it. And sometimes when you have so many obstacles and you repress them, you don't have a chance to show the world what you're about. And you don't have a chance to get to level, let's say 10, and you're at level 2, but you don't have enough of confidence, you don't have enough of ability, you're stuck in a situation that you don't know how to get out of.
Right.
And you know, you don't have to like this, you know.
Yeah,
you have
great.
To you have
I love
to
that
over,
so you're gonna
yeah.
tell people how to get out of that.
Oh,
and give
definitely
tips,
yeah.
tools,
yeah, you know, people
I get
yeah.
stuck, people get you get stuck and don't know necessarily
yes.
how to move forward, so
I
this
tell
is
people,
fabulous.
I tell people, we no human being is perfect, you know. We have a media that makes people look perfect,
right.
But nobody, I don't believe in that word,
right,
that
right.
word, because perfect doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Everybody has something in life.
Right.
And you know, it's impossible not to go through a life.
Right.
So, you know, we have to really realize as people that we are not perfect human beings, and mm-hmm. that we have to learn to love ourselves, accept ourselves, and we have to learn to be happy with the person. When you wake up in the mirror and you go into the bathroom and you see that mirror and you look in that mirror, you have to learn to love that person. There's so many people in this world that go into the bathroom in the morning to brush their teeth. They see that person in front of them and they're disgusted with that person.
Oh,
they don't love that person.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. It breaks
yeah.
my heart. Because
right.
I, you know, I have to say, I was one of those people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good feeling.
You right.
know, it's a terrible yeah. feeling for someone to go through. But if someone can show them a pathway on how to get through that and how to change their life and how to live the life they've always dreamed of. No star is too high to reach.
Right. That's
if
wonderful.
You believe in yourself, then everything is a possibility. Everything
okay.
can come true.
And is that also what your book's about?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You know, I focused on empowerment because, you know, all my life I've been teaching about health and how to teach people how to heal their bodies naturally. I talked
okay.
about lifestyle changes, how, you know, so many people want to feel healthy, but then you say to them, okay, so what do you do every day? You know, let me tell me about
right.
your usual routine. And then they're like, well, I do X, Y, and Z, and it's the most
healthiest things you could do possibly for yourself. Right. I'm like, yeah, you want to feel great, but you're doing all the wrong things.
Right. Do they not realize change it? Do they not realize what they're doing is healthy?
Or? I think just like a dysfunctional family, you live in an environment, you're taught a certain way, you get used to that way.
It becomes a habit.
It becomes a habit, you know, and you just don't know. And then once it becomes a habit, it's very hard to kick those habits because that's all you get used to.
New habits,
yeah. So, you know, it's changing your routine, changing your way of living.
Right.
And unbelievably, once you're able to do that, you will see changes in yourself that you never thought were possible.
Okay, where do I get this from? I want to start right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, and let's just back up a little bit and tell us how you got into this, because I know you have a fabulous story and I'd love you to share it with everybody.
I'd love to.
Yeah, please.
So, you know, I was 5 years old and my parents heard a gurgling noise in my bedroom. So my mother gets up to check on me and my lips are turning blue. I'm in a grand mal seizure. I've never had one in my entire life. She calls the hospital. They bring me to the hospital and they induce me and I'm in a coma for 4 days. And they found, you know, I had an ear infection and I had like a flu. So I was on medication for that. But the flu had converted into a stronger virus called encephalitis.
Oh.
And the encephalitis had traveled to my brain and it was in my brain. So they induced me. That's why they induced me into a coma. And after doing lots of tests, they told my parents, if she comes out of this, she'll probably be paraplegic or she'll probably have severe brain damage. And my father is from a small island in Greece. And it's touching because he tells me the story. He was by my bedside the whole time. And there was a little church in his island and it had a statue and used to have tears that came down the statue's eyes. And he was praying and he was visualizing that statue. And then when he looked up, he said, a teardrop came from my eye.
Wow.
And I came out of the coma. And the first thing I asked for was McDonald's French fries.
So you were pretty good, right?
I wasn't too healthy back then.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation, yes. And so, you know, I came out of it and I didn't end up with brain damage. I wasn't paraplegic.
That's so awesome.
But I did end up with epilepsy. And that was a true roller coaster ride.
So 20 books, and you have a podcast.
I have a podcast.
And
I do coaching.
I was just going to say, so you do coaching.
And I do keynote speaking. I talk in front of people, you know, to help them and give them hope and, you know, to show people,
it's wonderful.
The different ways to improve themselves, improve their lives.
So your coaching is not necessarily about epilepsy or how to get through it. It's more how to become the best.
The best person you possibly are able of becoming. And it's not about you can't compare yourself to someone else.
Right.
There's no comparing. You get to the level where you're happy with you. When you feel good about yourself, you've reached that.
It's the self-love thing. We talk about it with Conchetta. That's really the most important basis
for
everything.
And I write about
everything.
That in my book, about self-love.
And I hope you're going to...
It's such an important message.
It is.
Yes.
And it sounds like, self-love, but it
it's
is.
Not that easy.
It is the foundation.
It is the foundation.
You
have to love who you are. That's one of the... I have a whole chapter about self-love.
And that's in your empowerment book?
That's in my empowerment book. It's all about loving yourself.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, Stacey, so tell everybody how they can find out more about you.
Okay, so I have two big websites. One's called StaceyChalemi.com and the other is TheCompleteHerbalGuide.com.
Okay, great.
And you'll be able to find me there.
Great. Wonderful.
Terrific.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
really.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. All right. And we'll be right back.